On the show today, we have Highland's very own Steve Comer and Consumer Credit Union's very own Bob Dunning talking about the increased use of cloud-based file sharing tools in response to the health pandemic. It's a very interesting one, so check it out. Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, in our kind of Hollywood Squares layout here, we have Highland's very own Steve Comer. Steve, how are you doing down there?
Doing just fine, Mike. Thanks for having me once again.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. And then up top over here, we have Consumer Credit Union's very own Bob Dunning. Bob, how's it going?
Mike, you're doing well.
Good deal, good deal. We're all hanging in there, it looks like. We're all doing the best we can under the circumstances. So the original topic here today is talking about increased use of cloud-based file sharing tools, kind of your share-based software, right, Steve?
Correct.
And so in kind of in response to the health pandemic, and then for SBA loans as well, and the Payment Protection Program, which is a whole other show, by the way, and how it's all processed. But and I wanted to address that real quickly at first, though, Bob, is like, what was your credit union's experience with the Payment Protection Program? And then also, how are you guys helping out members and employees as well before we get going here?
Absolutely. So fortunately, about 3 years ago, we had a strategy in the area to move everyone to laptops, which prepared us very well from the work from home and work from wherever you can get internet connectivity in a safe way. So our employees were very quickly able to relocate while keeping business as normal for our members. Now, a lot of West Michigan, where we're based, is a lot of service-based industries, a lot of manufacturing. So they were very strongly hit by the stay-at-home order, and most of those folks were not able to offer work-from-home solutions. Yeah. And that's where the Payroll Protection Program really came in strong for our small business owners.
And how was it? How was the experience with your credit union in that? Because I've heard both sides of the track. You know, it's like, hey, it was a really good experience. And the other one was like, oh my gosh, it was a train wreck.
A little bit of both, to be honest with you. I felt like we had good people in place and processes in place. However, because the SBA was building this as we were rolling it out, it was very much like an airplane taking down the runway while it's being assembled. The guidance, the documentation was changing about every 6 to 12 hours.
Oh my gosh.
So we were having to adjust kind of on the fly. We had pretty good ideas of what the requirements were, and that's where the cloud-based document sharing kind of really was a sweet spot for us.
Good deal. All right, and that's a great segue into our conversation here. Steve, can you provide us with an overview of this software and how it's helped, not only helped you guys, but helped credit unions like Consumers Credit Union?
Yeah, totally. So, we ventured down the path of creating ShareBase. It's actually been, 5 years now or more in the works, but we recognized the need, being a content management provider, that there was just a natural sync between file sharing and what our platform already did. A lot of the mainstream players that are out there, I'll avoid mentioning names, but everybody knows who have been out there on the market for a while. You know, a lot of those applications are very user focused and user driven, and we recognize the need for something to be managed at the corporate level and something that was more geared for the business, and then obviously something that aligned with our platform and integrated well with it. So it is our version of those other mainstream applications, and really just has enabled our customers to really bolster their capabilities of passing information, sharing information, collecting information mm-hmm. in much more convenient ways, much more secure ways, certainly as security and compliance continues to just be top of mind for everybody. So it's been a real natural kind of hand-in-hand technology with the space that we've been living and playing in since our inception as a company. And it just seemed like a great addition to the technology portfolio.
Indeed, indeed. And Bob, how have you guys used it specifically? Because you mentioned how it came in handy with the whole Payment Protection Program.
Oh, absolutely. So part of the Payment Protection Program, in order to determine eligibility, we needed to capture a fair amount of documentation around number of employees, how the loan was going to be used for. We had to get 4 quarters worth of payroll information. We had to collect other various tax documents as well. And leaving members to their defaults, a lot of times we'll pick insecure ways of sending that. So we wanted to kind of stop that before it started by using a secure tool to get the documentation required to even approve the loan before we could submit it to the SBA.
Gotcha. And I understand you have some stats as well. Do you want to share those real quick if you have them?
Oh, absolutely. typically, considering business lending, which is still one of our strong points, we don't do nearly that many applications on a weekly basis. So I think we saw like 1,000% increase in applications as soon as they announced the program. So as soon as we got that approval to start doing these loans and got the list of documents required, we basically started grabbing any retail loan officers that were not busy and said, hey, you're now part of the business services department and you're going to help us out. So we added them to the ShareBase platform, gave them their list of documents, and they effectively created a share for every business that we deal with. And inside of that share, we're able to send it directly to the business owner to upload those documents. So I think we had, I think it was like 800% increase in a period of 7 days over a number of links created and sent out. It's just, it was a fast tool, it was easy to deploy, and it was able to get us in the front of the line. As you saw, obviously the money ran out in the first phase. We're hopeful that the second phase will kick off here in the next 48 to 72 hours. So we're already starting to plan and get those things lined up to continue getting those applications submitted.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, are you guys getting your ducks in a row for the second round? Of course, everybody is.
I think a lot more people will be prepared. But as I said, it's kind of a race to the finish line, whoever can get their app submitted first. So we've got folks that have been working 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when the system seems to be the slowest, just doing our best to try to save our members' jobs and our members' livelihood.
Yeah, no doubt. I kind of liken that whole process to, the game shows where you stand in this booth and the wind's blowing and there's dollar bills flying all around. It's kind of like that. Everyone's kind of grabbing what they can get while they can in a limited amount of time. My gosh, so I'm glad that it's going well for you guys. Also, I want to get back to you, Steve, on what trends are you seeing in this area besides, the whole payment protection program? What trends do you see with this?
Yeah, on a broader scale, really what Bob's experience that he'd already outlined is what we are seeing from a massive trend across our entire customer landscape. The increase in lending activity as a whole has picked up because, not unrelated, but aside from SBA and payment protection, rates are just low. I mean, so mortgage lending is picking up and, it's seeing another boom there. So everybody that we do business with in any kind of lending capacity is challenged right now. Now, some are in a better position to respond, but that's really a function of their preparedness from a technology standpoint. I think the ones that have not gone through the process or the evaluations of where are we, technologically enabled and where are we not, those gaps are being exposed very quickly. So in some ways that's good. In some ways it's not. We don't want anybody to be sidetracked or sidelined because of a lack of technology. So as an organization, we've been able to stand up a lot of rapid deployments, different applications that can kind of help our customers through this time. There's going to be a lot to come out on the back end, I think, that'll really kind of open the eyes of a lot of these organizations to say, we can't survive doing this again unless we're better enabled and better prepared next time.
Yeah. Has that kind of fall in line with how you guys are supporting folks right now during the 100%. Pandemic? I mean, so
yeah,
unprecedented. 100%. What's that?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I think every vendor has been asked in some way, shape, or form to respond to their customers during this time, and that the asks are a little bit different in every category. As far as Thailand is concerned, we have the ability, fortunately, to stand up applications to help. I mean, we specifically built a kind of like a COVID tracking application that we essentially built in less than 24 hours, and we're ready to have that deployed to anybody that wanted to take advantage to it. We're just on the tail end right now of putting a wrapper on some very specific things related to SBA and some other things that will continue to help our customers beyond just ShareBase and help our financial customers get through this time. So it's actually really cool to be a part of. Bob and his team's motivation is, what do we do for our members to make sure that their livelihood isn't impacted? And we're kind of that one step removed that says, all right, let us help you. I mean, whatever we can do so that you can help your members, and we at the same time, we want to make sure our customers are able to continue their business operations and positively impact the people that they have to serve.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we're going to get to the backside of this at some point. We're going to get to the other side of it at some point. So how do you see this? I'm going to aim this at you, Bob. How do you see it benefiting you guys in the long run? Because again, we're going to be done with this, hopefully sooner rather than later. But yeah, fingers crossed for sure. So how do you see it helping you guys out in the long run here?
Well, to be honest, we've been on part of the ShareBase program since it launched 5 years ago.
Well, then never mind.
But a couple different use cases. We've got, you know, car dealerships that are still trying to do lending, but they don't have the ability to do in-person closing, and they need to be able to get documentation back to us. So we're able to leverage ShareBase for that purpose. We're using it in the mortgage area to get closing documents, to get copies of things that, you know, the member isn't able to get to us. We've even leveraged it in the marketing department to either securely move mailing lists to different vendors that need to get stuff out as far as guidance or communication, or even large files that are too big to send via email. For billboards and other things, we do a lot of community awareness and a lot of billboards and video that require a lot of space to be able to share. So this has been a great solution for that as well.
Good deal. Good deal. Yeah, I'm glad to hear it has legs, lots of legs. So can last you guys a long time. What lessons have you guys learned in this current process that will help you afterwards? Steve, I'll let you go with this one. What lessons have you guys learned in this whole process? And then how do you take that to the next step here, the next level?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if I'm looking at, you know, I can answer from the, I'm a sales director standpoint, or I can answer it from the Highland corporate level. But I would say as a director and a manager of a team who does fundamentally have an impact on a vertical, I think it's just kind of opened our eyes to the areas where we really are able to help. I mean, a lot of people look at me and my team as, you know, we're sales guys, and people have their varying opinions of sales guys. But when it comes down to it, it's enabled us to reach out to our customers and take a little bit of a different viewpoint on how we're doing our business, right? It's not a sales transaction. This is an opportunity to really positively impact those customers and even those prospects that we do business with. And I think it's been good for my team to experience this and maybe take a little bit different approach to how we truly partner with our customers and make sure that we're not approaching everything as a transaction, which has been awesome. Yeah. From the Highland corporate level, you know, again, I think it's just confirmation of the fact that we're in a space where we are able to help, extremely thankful for that. And you know, you venture outside of this interview, right? You've got the healthcare industry that we're having an impact on. You've got government and every other industry that we serve. And it's kind of a proud moment, man. I mean, really, I work for a great company. We've got great customers. I enjoy the business that I do because we truly do help people. And I think that goes well beyond this particular crisis. I just think everyday business, we're in a good position.
Quite rewarding, it sounds like, for sure.
100%, absolutely.
For sure. Bob, what lessons, from a credit union perspective, what lessons have you guys learned in this area?
I really like to think back to DR and pandemic planning. A lot of times credit unions have this on paper, but it's never fully been tested. So I think this is really kind of what's exposed to people that have gotten good plans and been able to execute and really shown kind of weaknesses or chinks in the armor.
Yeah.
So we've been able to quickly move on a lot of these pieces. And I think the ability to not only plan, but to execute well has positioned us well, not only to do well in our business, but, you know, thousands of members now have you know, funds available, and it's frankly been business as usual.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is going to pay off again on the, when we get past it. I mean, because right now you guys are there for your members and they're really appreciating that. So when all this is done, then they're going to be there for you. So it's a really nice two-way street that's happening here. So love to see these inspiring stories, guys. All righty. Well, anything else to wrap up? I know you guys have a lot on your plate, so I want to be respectful of your time, but anything else to add to wrap up here? Steve?
Oh man, it's always good to just be able to talk about this stuff, and certainly, you know, to be able to do it in conjunction with probably one of my favorite customers out there. it's a hard time for everybody to move through. We get that, you know, but there's a lot of good that I think will come out of the back end of this in so many different aspects. So I know we'll all be stronger for it. I think everybody just needs to continue to hold tight, hang in there, and we're going to get through.
Agreed. Absolutely. Agreed. Bob, anything
still people help. It's still people helping people, living out the credit union motto, and Highland's been a great partner helping us do that.
It's simple as that. It's simple as that, guys. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. Congrats on the success, and keep up the good work, guys, all right?
Thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it.
Well done. Well done.